Hello, all you lovely GWA people. I thought, because I'm bored and trying to kill some time, that I would go ahead and record the mixer questions, because you know, some of these are really cool. Well, they're all really cool, but there's some that I particularly like, so... So let's do this. God, I'm so bad at starting these things and ending them, apparently. And I'm probably going to end up rambling on, which, okay, we'll start. Okay. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? The tags are kind of semi-important to me. I don't always look at the title, but like there's certain tags that I really like, the the dominant tag, or M for M, or F for F. I like those. let's see. Excuse me. I like when a tag is creative. Like, the more interesting and unique the tag is, the more I'm going to go, I'll check this out. But ultimately, it really boils down to who is doing the recording. So, I'll listen to new recorders if, you know, the tags strike me as interesting, but basically there's those people that you just love and you're like, fuck, I really don't care what it's called or what the tags say, I'm gonna listen to it anyway. Y'all know who you are, so not gonna name names, but yeah. Okay. What are the pros and cons of recording? Pros, it's fun. And arousing, and just a really fantastic creative outlet for someone like me. It's just another way of creating art, and I find some of the big pros are when I do audios that are more on the loving and sensual side, that I get really good feedback. People who tell me that it's relaxing, things like that, so, those are great. You know, and just the interaction that comes from the community at large, because it's a great community of people, so, cons, I can't really think of many cons off the top of my head. I don't really think there are that many. I'm not quite sure. I think one of the only cons that I've had are way back when I did my first recording. It was a dominant recording, and like a dommy recording, and I'm not naturally dominant, so by choosing that as my first audio, it kind of set me up for like a, you know, asked to do dommy recordings, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't do them and that I don't do them, but I have to be in the right mindset to do them, and I'm not typically in that mindset, so anytime that I do a dommy recording, it's tends to be more on the loving, playful side, because that's more of who I am. I think that's, and I'm not really sure if that's considered a con, to be honest, because it's not that big an issue. So really, just, it's mainly pros that have come out of it. Okay, what kind of audio is the favorite? Story ones, I really enjoy story audios, really creative, artistic audios. I mean, granted, I love a lot of like The First Time Hitachi and hysterical literature. I love hysterical literature. Obviously, it's a favorite. But I've grown a fondness for artistic, creative ones, like not overly produced, but kind of you can tell the person put a lot of effort and care into making it, and I really, really enjoy those. Hi No Name has the carnival audios that have come out, which are just amazing and so much fun to listen to, and I'm like a huge fan of those. Galadium does, I'm pretty sure I just pronounced the name right. I'm sorry if I didn't. I'm really bad with the names. But he does just brilliant audios, story audios, and really anything. His stuff is produced to just the right extent, and he's done the production of the two Zombie Apocalypse audios that I've done, and they're just hands down, I think, my favorite audios that I've done. So that's becoming something that I really love. And myself, I'm attempting to get into more of the producing of it and just giving it a better sound to my own audios. And it's because of posters like No Name and Galadium that, you know, I'm kind of getting more into that. So, but yeah, I really like creativity. Yeah, artistic creativity. Those are big. Oh, that was a ramble. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any regrets about clips you've made? I don't think so. No. And I think it's because if I record anything that I don't like, then I don't release it. I'll delete it. Just start again. And I don't think I've ever put anything out that I've ever regretted. Yeah, I mean, I record things and then I listen to them. I do listen to my own audios before I release them. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't do that, who just record and just post it because they can't stand their own voice or anything. I like my own voice when I hear it. And I'll listen to it beginning to end just to make sure that there's no, like, oddities or that it has the right flow and then it just sounds right. So, and in doing that, if I don't like something, then I just won't release it. So, yeah, so I've never regretted any of the ones that I make. Even the Dami one that I did in the beginning, for a while there, I kind of did it. And I don't regret releasing that one. But I would probably change it, and I may do a new one like that eventually that's more of who I am now. I'm not sure. We'll see. But yeah. Alright. Would you have sex while porno is being played? Fuck yeah. I watch porn all the time. And, you know, of course. Who wouldn't? Why wouldn't you? I mean, porn is great. So yes. Obviously, yes. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I am a bit of a voyeur, but I think... Oh, God. Okay. You know what? I get off on having people listen to me get off. Some of you probably know, I really enjoy when I am, you know, getting off and people are ignoring me, just going about their business. I like that. So probably when it comes to sex, I would most likely enjoy being watched. But the best scenario would be being watched while I was watching somebody. So you do both. That'd be really hot. So, okay, what's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? The weirdest way? I don't know. I don't really consider any way that you get yourself off weird, but maybe with the handle of a hairbrush. I don't know if that's not really considered weird though, so I don't really know if I've ever done anything weird. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't really consider any way that you get yourself off weird, so yeah. If you get yourself off, you could. But yeah, probably using something odd, like the handle to the hairbrush or the handle to a spatula. Okay, that one might actually be the weirdest. I have used the handle of a spatula before. I still do occasionally, so I guess that's it. Okay, let's see. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Arrogance. Arrogance. Not somebody who's confident, because confidence can be at times misinterpreted as arrogance, so that's not it. But when somebody literally thinks that they are better than everybody else, that's a turnoff. Cruelty. Somebody who's just horribly mean. That's a turnoff. I think that and just the feel of somebody. I'm very aware at how people are. People give off particular types of energy, and I tend to pick up on that immediately when I meet somebody. So usually I can tell if they're going to be good or a turnoff. So that's the big thing. It's all based on that very first moment that I meet somebody. That's like a deep shit there. So we're gonna move on. Do you think love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? No, absolutely not. You can have sex without loving somebody, and you can love somebody without having sex. So no, and I truly don't think they go hand in hand. That being said, if you are with somebody that you love unconditionally, then no matter what, the sex is going to be amazing. It's going to be a connective thing. So, but I honestly don't think that they go hand in hand. So, yeah. What do you prefer to be called? Or say, daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby, girl, slut. Okay. I love being called a slut, a dirty little slut. I kind of am getting into the whole baby girl thing. It's so weird, because I never actually liked that before, but now I do. On occasion, if I am in the right mood, which is a very small margin, I like to hear mistress or miss. Ma'am. If you have a great southern accent, that's good. All manner of filthy, degrading things. And I love calling myself those filthy, degrading things as well. I do, actually. I'm getting into that whole kitten, baby, girl thing. I don't know, it's weird. Little one, dumb. All those things. I love sir. I love saying sir. yes, sir, please, sir, thank you, sir. I love that. Kind of getting into the whole daddy thing. I didn't think that would be arousing, but it is, actually. You know, I love it. Again, if I am in the right mood and it's the mood where I like to be called mistress or miss, then I like to call someone pet, fuck toy. Yeah, but again, that's a small margin of time. Okay. Are you a moaner, screamer, grunt, or growler, or silent? It's safe to say that I am not silent. I'm a screamer, I think. Moaner, screamer. Not really a growler. I think y'all know that I'm a screamer, so, yeah. Okay, what's your most extreme fetish? Oh, God. Bondage probably is where it goes. Yeah, possibly. Yeah, the BDSM thing, I think, is into the extreme. That's probably as far as I go into extreme fetish. But again, I mean, that's probably tame, considering. There are so many other what would be considered more extreme fetishes than BDSM, but I barely scratched the surface. And I love fetishes. I love finding out what people's fetishes are. They're wonderful. Everybody has a different fetish, and they're all fantastic. So, you know, as long as they're not illegal, then I'm all for finding out what they are. So, and you all know what I mean by illegal, so. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Fuck yes. I love having my hair pulled. I love grabbing hair and pulling it. Very, very, very sexy. Do you enjoy bondage? See, previous answer. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I have tied myself up before. Which a large majority of you probably know already. I find being tied up very soothing, very calming. And I kind of like the idea of tying somebody else up, too. Again, if I'm in the right mood. And I have rambled on so long, so I'm going to try really hard to get through these quick at this point. Kind of. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Fuck yes. Women are beautiful. They're soft. They smell good. Really. Luscious lips, curves, breasts. It's safe to say that yes, I would. Would you ever like to be double penetrated? Yeah, it's actually kind of one of those things that I want to try in my life. So it's, you know, it's on that list. Triple penetration would even be better, you know, ass, pussy, and mouth. Yeah, why not? At some point in my life, I want to try almost everything that I can, so it's up there. Do you like being handled roughly? Of course, who doesn't? Okay, probably a lot of people don't, but I like the idea of, you know, having someone just grab me by the throat and push me up against the wall and use me however they wish. Yeah, okay. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I like receiving pain a lot. I love pain. I am a full-on pain slut. The more the better. I have yet to really find my limit of pain. It calms me down, so definitely. I'm not very good at the idea of giving it. I think I would be perfectly fine using things like a ruler or hiding crop or even my hand like spanking someone, that kind of, you know, punishment, I use air quotes there, I think I would be okay with. But when it comes to more extreme pain, I wouldn't be able to actually actually give it. But for me, like I said, the limits of my pain are currently unending. So I love pain. Okay. What is your favorite item for spanking? Ooh. I love my leather belt. But I just got the riding crop and I love the riding crop. I specifically love the fact that I can use the riding crop on various body parts. And it has this perfect sort of prickly sting to it, and it just, God, it feels good. And I have yet to find a part of my body that doesn't love the feel of that riding crop, so I think currently that one is the big one. What's the worst porn you've ever watched? Oh my god, okay. It's probably one of the ones that I have, that I got, like, free in the mail from the Adam and Eve. You do that thing where you buy so much and they send you free porn. And one of them, I don't even know what it's called, I've barely watched it, is just lacks in any kind of intimacy. And your porn does not have to be really intimate. It can be just full-on fucking. But it's pretty bad. I mean, there is no chemistry between the people. They're just, like, fucking, that's it. And it's just, it's really bad. I'm a woman. I have to have a little bit more to my porn. So that one is very, very infrequently. I think I've only watched it maybe once or twice. And I just don't want to watch it again. So I'm particular about my porn. Okay. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Oh, God, there are, like I said before, I don't really consider any fetish weird. But I think the furthest from my comfort zone, that I've heard of, is probably piss. I don't get it. On my Tumblr page, occasionally things like pop up when I'm scrolling, not stuff that I post, but stuff that have been posted by people I follow. Occasionally there'll be like photos of dudes pissing in women's mouths. And I personally, that is so far from my comprehension of why it's arousing. But you know what? Again, everybody has a kink. Or multiple kinks and fetishes, that, hey, if it turns you on, it turns you on. There's nothing illegal about it. There's nothing wrong with it. If it gets you off, yay. But that's the one that is the furthest from me. So I guess that's the one I would consider the weirdest. yeah, it's either that or the furries. But you know what? I kind of get where the furries are coming from. in the city that I live in, we have a furry convention occasionally, and I kind of understand it, but then I kind of don't. I don't really. The idea of putting on a costume of an animal, and then that doesn't really appeal to me. And I understand that the furries, not everybody is in it for just the kinky sex part. But it is a pretty big one, so probably that fetish as well. Yeah. Oh, there's so many. There really is so many. And to be honest, I was actually thinking of doing an audio that's a furry audio, so I'm trying to figure out more of what that fetish is, so that it fascinates me. Again, I get fascinated by other people's kinks. So, okay, moving on, because I rambled there, and I don't even fully remember what I just said, so I'm gonna go to the next one. What do you wish you had invented? The Hitachi. Hell yes, because then I would be, like, the queen of all sex toys. Yes, I know the Hitachi was not initially made as a sex toy, but please, like, they didn't know that it'd be used that way. So yes, that I would love to to have invented. If I'm going the non-sexual route, you know what? If I'm going the non-sexual route, I would have loved to have been the person who invented Excedrin migraine, because that is the greatest pill invention ever. I know I could have picked something that was like Viagra, but no, the Excedrin migraine is the best. And I totally just sounded like a TV commercial ad for it. So yeah, but yeah, those would be the big ones. Okay, what would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Move to London and spend my days painting and photographing. Just, that's it. If I didn't have to worry, if I didn't have to worry that, like, my family was taken care of, that would take a lot of the stress off of life, so, I would follow through with what I've always wanted to do. I would have a huge, huge art studio with massive canvases, every paint that I could find, and I would just, that would be it. Yeah, I think that would be the big one. And I say London because apparently it's very rainy there, and I love the rain, so that's where I'd want to go. Yeah, that'd be it. Just to find whatever makes me happy. Do you have any scars? I have a few, yeah. I have scars on both of my knees. Not from that. Get your mind out of the gutters, people. they're actually, those scars are mirrored on each side. And they're both about 20 years apart that I have them. And they're in the same, almost the same spot on each knee. So it's pretty funny. Oh God, I have a kind of a scar on my chin, well, not really the chin, like right below the lip where I used to have a Libre piercing, and the hole has never actually healed, so I have like this little circular looking scarish type thing, but you know, it's part of me, I guess. Beyond that, I don't think I have that many others. I have a pretty gnarly one on the inside of my wrist, but besides that, you know, I have scars like on my stomach from surgeries that I've had, but you know, I actually have quite a few of those. It just occurred to me I have like 4 of those, so I have more scars than I thought. Yeah. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? oh God. Okay, I have 2 that I use probably daily. One is I love you. I say I love you all the time, to family. It's really my most used phrase. And then I have the completely stupid phrase that I say when something is shocking. And it's holy crap on a cracker, which Penny from Big Bang Theory said once, and it was so funny that, like, my family started saying it every once in a while, and it's kind of become a regular thing that I say, and it's so stupid, but it gets across. It's better in certain situations than saying holy fuck. So yeah, that one. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I laugh all the time. Daily. I'm always laughing. I love to laugh, but probably the last time I laughed so much it hurt has been a while, unfortunately. It was probably 3-4 weeks ago. Yeah. The last time that I really fully laughed so much that, like, everything hurts. Yeah. It's probably, it's been a while. It has. It shouldn't be that long, but shit happens. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? Yeah. Okay, aliens, definitely. We cannot be the only intelligent life in this universe. Please. So, you know, definitely them. Ghosts, I would love to think that ghosts exist, because I am a ghost hunter program junkie, and have always wanted to do join a ghost hunting group and stay in the haunted places and document things, and I love that, but I don't really know if I fully believe that there are ghosts. I do believe that places have the energy that's left after something horrible dies, like people die, or something horrible happens and people die and stuff like that, but I don't really know if that would be ghosts. I've had no experience myself with actual paranormal activity. I would like to, and maybe if I do, then I would change my thought and, like, yes, they definitely exist, but when that happens, for now, I don't really know. Yeah, so... Okay, so that is all of the questions that I have. And, oh God, I've rambled on for a half hour. Wow. If you make it this far, you're awesome. If you don't make it this far, I do not blame you one bit. So, okay. This was fun. Hope y'all enjoyed. Bye.